The satisfied church is holding back the Holy Ghost revival that we pretend to be praying for. The satisfied Christian, not the devil, greater is he that's in us. Not the sinful world, where sin doth abound, his grace does much more abound. So it can't be Satan and it can't be sin. So we can't put the blame on the devil or the sinfulness of the culture around us. There's only one place for the responsibility to rest. To the Christian, God says, awake, thou that sleepeth. And Christ shall give you light. The day is far spent. The night is at hand. Be not drunk. Listen, some of you don't touch alcohol at all. We're not talking about alcohol. We're talking about an inebriation, a spiritual inebriation. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. It's called surfeiting, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. Drunk with the cares of this life, not seeking the things of God anymore. If we just give it to God, God would take care of what you are so concerned about. If you put the kingdom first, God said, I'll take care of that. But if you have that care, it would choke the word in you, in me, and cause it to become unfruitful. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. I'm not talking about the baptism in the Holy Ghost at some point in your life. That word is not a past tense. It is a present tense, and it is an active present tense in the Greek. Be being filled. Say it with me. Be being filled. And the word fill, to do a word study that's so vital to end this with. Everywhere it said full of or filled with. The Greek would take it further. Filled with and controlled by. Filled with and controlled by. It's one thing to say, come tie my bow tie. It's another thing to let the Holy Spirit, amen, direct your temperament and direct your mind and direct your heart and direct your life. Can you say, amen, filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't always know how to pray as we are, but He does. And when you're controlled by the Holy Spirit, sometimes you just defer to Him. Can you say, man, hallelujah, and just pray in that language He's given you to let the Spirit pray through you. Glory to God, and He always prays according to what He knows, and that's the will of God in that matter. Glory to God, hallelujah.